咁啊，想同大家分享嘅讲道题目系活在做梦的人当中。
Who is live among the dreamers？
一个喺西藏嚟嘅僧侣。
A monk of Tibet。
叫做达赖喇嘛。
Called Dalai Lama。
佢系一个流亡者。
He is an exile。
系一个诺贝尔和平奖嘅得主。
He is also a Nobel Peace Prize laureate。
喺今年七月十七日嘅时候，佢嚟到伊利诺州大学有一个演讲。
This year, July 17th, he came to the University of Illinois at Chicago.
今日咗成万人咧嚟到听佢讲嘢。
He addressed to more than 10,000 admirers.
他講到的題目是叫做克服宗教上的互不相容。
His message title was Conquer Religious Intolerance.
他說他在這個西藏的時候，
He said, when I was in Tibet,
他覺得自己的宗教是最好的。
I thought our religion was the best.
其他的宗教都是麻麻地的。
And the other religions were so-so.
跟著他就笑了。
And then he giggled.
他有个招牌的笑容的。
He had a trademark laugh.
你见到他笑的时候呢，你知道他是吹捧着自己。
So when you see that laugh, you know that he is trying to flatter.
他一笑的时候引起哄堂的大笑。
So when he giggled, the large crowd laughing.
跟着他又继续这么说。
And then he continued to say.
他说我流亡的时候去到印度。
He said, but after settling in India as an exile,
在这个国家里面他认识到其他的宗教。
And become familiar with those of other faiths in that country.
包括了印度教和回教。
Including Hindus and Muslims.
他很快发现一个事情。
And I quickly found that.
他发现原来所有的宗教的核心都有相同的之处。
I quickly found though that all religions had similarities at their core.
他说所有的宗教都是讲着同样的一个信息。
All religious traditions carry the same message.
包括了爱。
For example, love.
包括了容忍。
Tolerance.
包括了恻隐之心。
Compassion.
自我来到约束。
Self-discipline.
有公义。
Justice.
真理。
Truth.
继续他又说了，他发觉在很多的新闻上面，你看到有很多暴力的事情。
He said that every day we hear news about violence.
这些暴力的事情很多时候都涉及宗教上的分歧。
Some of which are related to differences in religions.
所以他就强调在这个演讲里面要有宗教的协调。
So he was stressing on the need for religious harmony.
他呼吁大家不要在自己的宗教上面来到做死硬派。
He therefore pleaded people not to become so closely attached to their own religions.
以致到你不去看其他宗教，在其他宗教上面学到一些东西。
That they block out all they could learn from other faiths.
达赖喇嘛只是其中一个出名的人士。
Dalai Lama is only one of the many big names.
在这里宣讲着所有的宗教都是讲着同核心都是同样讲着一个信息。
Who say that the core of all religions is the same.
如果基督教的核心真的跟其他宗教一样的时候，
If the core of Christianity is the same as other religions,
是不是真的呢？
Is it true?
如果是真的时候，你有没有想过你会怎么答以下的问题呢？
If it is true, how are you going to answer the following questions?
你有个好的朋友，
so、
你很想邀请他去回教会。
You have a best friend and you want to invite him to church.
你说星期日刘牧师讲道翻嚟听。
Hey, let's go on Sunday. Pastor Lau is preaching.
但佢话
，But he said，
其他嘅宗教冇讲到复活。
Other religions do not talk about resurrection.
你讲嘅耶稣嘅复活只不过系虚构嘅神话。
The resurrection of Jesus is just a myth.
有冇可以唔好嚟烦我
？Can you just leave me alone？
你点答佢
？How would you say to him？
又有一个人，佢话自己。在生活上已经很满足很充实。
A person tells you that she is content and fulfilled.
因为她每一天她做瑜伽。
Because of her daily yoga exercise.
她会冥想。
Meditation.
甚至她曾经去翻过以前前生的一些经历。
And also because of an experience in which she journeyed back through her previous incarnations.
阿李同佢讲耶稣嘅时候，佢岌头，哎，讲得好。
She nods when you mention Jesus, but says.
但最后佢同你话。
But she says to you.
如果耶稣对你有帮助。
If Jesus works for you.
好啊。
Fine, good, great.
但我喺其他嘅方法，我揾到真理。
But I found the truth another way.
你可唔可以唔好嚟烦我
？Can you just leave me alone？
或者有一日你又见到你个同事。
So maybe one day you see your coworker.
你劝佢好好对佢个妻子。
You encourage the coworker to treat his wife better.
啊，佢拧住个头乱讲。
And then he turned his head to you, saying.
佢话错同埋啱。只是相对的理论。
Right and wrong is just a relative concept.
你不要告诉我你有绝对的理论。
Don't tell me you have the absolute truth.
绝对的真理。
Absolute truth.
你不要来烦我。
Can you leave me alone?
各位朋友，今天我们活在一个做梦人，做梦的人的当中。
My friends, today we live among the dreamers.
我们的世界充满了令人这个混淆的见解。
Our world is full of confusing ideas.
我们今天来读这个的犹大书。
The scripture we are going to study today is the letter of Jude.
犹大书只有一章。
Only one chapter.
25节。
25 verses.
犹大书写的时候可能在主后的60年。
Jude wrote his letter probably around 60 AD.
我们知道耶稣已经有几十年呢已经是复活了之后升了上天。
By that time, Jesus had already ascended to heaven a few decades ago.
不用我讲，不用得。第一节那里这么讲。
Verse 1, it says,
他说耶稣基督的仆人，雅各的弟兄犹大。
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, a brother of James.
犹大写这个书信。
Jude wrote this letter.
犹大是雅各的亲生的兄弟。
This Jude is a brother of James by blood.
雅各和犹大，他们是约瑟和玛利亚的仔。
Both Jude and James are the sons of Joseph and Mary.
你知道耶稣是在玛利亚他是童女的时候藉着圣灵怀孕而生的一个儿子。
You know, Jesus was the son of Mary when she was still a virgin.
或者你可以说犹大是耶稣的同父异母的一个弟弟。
So in this case, you may consider Jude as a half-brother of Jesus.
圣经里面讲到在耶稣未复活的时候这两兄弟他们不信耶稣是那个救世主。
The Bible tells us that before Jesus resurrected from the grave, both Jude and James did not believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Savior.
他们说我和耶稣一起吃饭，一起长大，一起睡觉，没理由他是这个救世主。
They say we eat together with Jesus, live together and grow together with him. There is no way that he is Christ.
但耶稣复活了之后改变了一切。
However, the resurrection of Jesus changed everything.
之后我们知道雅各他成为耶路撒冷这个教堂这个教会的一个很主要的领导。
Later, James became a significant leader in the Church of Jerusalem.
而在这封信里面犹大甚至叫自己做耶稣基督的仆人。
And in this letter, Jude even called himself a servant of Jesus Christ.
犹大写这封信的时候他没有写到哪一个是收信人。
Jude did not specify the recipients of his letter.
我们知道自从基督教成立以来这个信仰都是受到很多混淆的见解和错误来到冲击。
Ever since Christianity was formed, this faith was under the influence of confusing ideas and errors.
神很想用这封很珍贵的书信来到给教会里面无论是世世代代的信徒来到去阅读。
God intends this precious letter to be circulated among believers of all generations.
犹大在第八节的时候叫我一班人将这些这样的混淆的见解和错误来到 去周围去播发的时候这一班人叫做做梦的人。
Jude in verse 8 called the people who spread the confusing ideas and errors as dreamers.
今天你看到这封信的目的是来到提醒我们这些做梦的人活在我们的当中。
The purpose of this letter is to warn us that dreamers are among us.
你怎样去过你的生活以致到你能够抵抗他们的影响？
So how should we live to counteract their influences?
犹大很清楚这班做梦的人是哪一个。
Jude knows very well who are these dreamers.
这班做梦的人有什么 特点呢？
So what are the characteristics of these dreamers?
第四节那里说，
In verse 4 it says,
这班做梦的人他们不敬虔的。
These men are godless.
他们不认识神。
They don't know God.
他们将神的恩典变为放纵情欲的机会。
They change the grace of God into a license for immorality.
他们不认这个独一的主宰，就是我们的耶稣基督。
They deny Jesus Christ, our sovereign and our only sovereign and Lord.
第八节又说，
In verse 8,
第八节说这一班人，他们污秽自己的身体。
These dreamers pollute their own bodies.
他们轻慢主权。
They reject thought authority.
毁谤天上面他们不识的这一班的尊位的神。
And slander celestial beings.
第十二节。
Verse
12. 这班做梦的人，他们很喜欢搞在外席，即是教会里面的筵席里面，来到一起来到同你吃饭。
These dreamers are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you.
他们不会畏惧。
They are without the slightest qualm.
就来到沾辱你这个圣餐。
They are blemishes at your love feast.
他们也都扮做牧人。
They pretend to be the shepherd.
扮做牧者来到，但其实的目的只是想喂养自己。
They pretend to be the shepherd, but actually they feed only themselves.
十六节更加说。
Verse 16.
十六节说他们私下会议论，并且时常会发怨言。
These men are grumblers and fault finders.
他们又随从自己的情欲来到做事情。
They follow their own evil desires.
讲夸大的说话。
They boast about themselves.
浅鄙人为了得这个便宜。
And flatter others for their own advantage.
犹大点解？仲有一节啊，读埋呢一节先。第十九节。
Verse 19。
第十九节再讲到呢一班做梦嘅人，甚至引人嚟到结党。
These are the men who divide you。
亦佢哋系属乎血气嘅。
Who follow mere natural instincts。
啊，佢哋话自己系信徒，其实冇圣灵。
They tell you that they are believers, but actually they don't have the Holy Spirit。
点解犹大叫呢一班人做梦嘅人？
Why did Jude call these people dreamers?
就因为他们有错误的梦想。
It is because they have the wrong kind of dreams.
他们所教导的、所做的事情是跟圣经的真理完全脱节。
What they teach and do is completely out of touch with the truths in the Bible.
犹大很清楚在这个书信里面讲到这一班人的结局是怎样。
Jude announces clearly that the fate of dreamers.
第五节、第十节、第十一节话佢哋将会面对灭亡。
Verse 5, 10, 11 say that the fate of dreamers is destruction.
第七节话佢哋要面对永火嘅刑罚。
Verse 7 said they will face the punishments of eternal fire.
今日你点样去生活，以致到你可以喺活喺呢啲做梦嘅人当中，能够保持自己一个？
So what should we do as we live among these dreamers?
第二十到二十一节俾我哋一个好嘅答案。
Verse 20-21 give us a good answer.
呢节经文咧就系英文咧就系用 NASB 嚟到做嘅。
Here in the screen, the English version is NASB, the New American Standard Bible Version.
圣经咁话：亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But you beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith.
在圣灵里面祷告。
praying in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己时常在神的爱中。
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生来到。
Waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
为什么我要用这个英文的 NASB 呢？
Why I have to use the NASB version?
即是这个新美国标准圣经译本。
This is the New American Standard Bible version.
因为呢，你从这一节英文的经文里面，你看到有四样东西你可以做。
Because from this version, you see that there are four things you can do.
来到抵抗这些混淆的见解和错误。
In order to fight back confusing ideas and errors.
这四个行动你要同时去做。
These four actions, you have to do it simultaneously.
英文叫做 keep, 中文叫做保守，是一个重要的一个主的动词。
Keep is the main verb here.
我们有三个叫做分词，中文没有，英文是有，叫做分词，就是造就、祈祷和仰望。
So keep is the main verb, and we have three participles, which are building,Praying and waiting.
这分词呢，就英文里面加个 ing 在后面。
So participles are verbs with an ing.
这个主的动词，告诉我们知道我们要有一个很主要的一个动作。
A main verb describes the primary action.
分词就讲到一些的，另外一个的动作是来到配合这个的主要的动作。
A participle describes another action.Along with the primary action.
我们先讲这个主要的动作。
So let us talk about the primary action first.
主要行动是我们要保守自己常在神的爱中。
The main action is to keep yourself in the love of God.
你要保守一样东西，keep住一样东西，持守一样东西的时候，即是说你已经拥有这样东西。
The word keep means that something you actually already have it.
而你又好想去維持佢、保持佢個原狀。
But now you try to maintain, to preserve and keep intact of it.
做夢嘅人話，所有嘅宗教都係有同樣愛呢一個嘅信息。
The dreamers say all religions carry the same message of love.
嚇，都好似好合理。
It sounds reasonable.
但係你知道愛可以係有好多嘅意，好多嘅意思去講。
But you know, love can mean anything.
現代的人喜歡將愛等同為我們彼此互相容忍。
Modern people would like to equate love as tolerance with one another.
你容忍我，我容忍你，就叫做愛。
You tolerate me, I tolerate you, it's called love.
剛才我們讀過的第十六節，形容到這一班做夢的人。
Verse 16 describes the dreamers.
說他們口中說誇大的話。
They boast about themselves.
就為咗去得呢一個攞呢個便宜。
And they flatter others for their own advantage.
或者你可以話所有宗教真係講緊愛。
It may be true that all religions talk about love.
你去查考所有主要嘅宗教都係講到我哋點去愛父母。
Love your parents is a teaching that you can find in all major religions.
他教你怎么爱父母。
They teach you how to love your parents.
但我可以保证，你在任何这一班做梦的人里面所提到的神，他们从来没有对他们的跟从者说，我爱你。
But I guarantee you that none of the gods of the dreamers has ever said to their followers, I love you.
或者你说那些古时的人或者神都是属于很古的人，很古时的，他怎会说我爱你这么不合适呢？
Maybe you think that saying I love you is inappropriate for people and gods of the ancient times.
我父母呢，很传统的一对夫妇，中国人，我从来没有听过他说他爱我。
In my life, I did not hear my parents, who were traditional Chinese, said I love you.
肯定的，我父母也没有听过我祖父母说我爱你，跟他们这么说。
Definitely, my parents did not hear my grandparents say I love you to them.
或者你说神在这么久的日子，以前的日子里面，怎会说我爱你？
Therefore, you may conclude that it is normal that all gods in the ancient times did not say I love you.
但这个是错误的结论。
It is a wrong conclusion.
你看看我们本圣经。
你看到
以赛亚书43章第四节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 43, chapter, verse 4.
神在2700年前的时候就对他的子民说我爱你。
2007 years ago, God said publicly to his people, I love you.
你看到约翰福音第三章十六节，神在2000年前的时候已经向这个世上的人来宣告一件事情。
In the book of John 3:16, 2000 years ago, God proclaimed clearly and loudly to the whole world,
我爱你们。
For I so love you.
甚至我愿意将我独生的儿子给你们。
That I'm willing to give my one and only son to you.
你读到同一卷书，约翰福音第十五章第十三节的时候。
In the same book, John chapter 15, verse 13.
写错在呢度啊！第十五章第十三节
，verse 14，
神嘅儿子耶稣
，Jesus the Son of God，
重复紧呢一个咁奇妙嘅神上帝嘅爱
，repeating this amazing love of God。
佢话人为朋友舍命，人嘅爱冇比呢个更加大。
Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life."For his friends.
耶稣死在十字架上面，放低佢嘅生命，为咗千千万万嘅信徒。
Jesus laid down his life for thousands and thousands of believers by dying on the cross.
佢履行咗呢一个世界上最伟大嘅爱心嘅行动。
He performed the greatest act of love that none of the gods of the dreamers were willing to attempt.
系其他宗教、其他呢个造梦者、我啲神系从来唔敢试嘅。
None of the gods of the dreamers were willing to attempt this.
你再读到诗篇第22篇第6节的时候，
When you read Psalm chapter 22 verse 6,
这里形容到耶稣上十字架那种牺牲的时候，是那种谦卑和那个的地位的低微，真的讲到贴地。
Describe Jesus' sacrifice as humbly and lowly at his gates.
他说神话我是虫。
God said, "But I am a worm."
唔系人。
Not a man.
被众人羞辱。
Scorned by men.
被百姓藐视。
And despised by the people.
神嘅儿子愿意被人羞辱，被人藐视。
Jesus, the Son of God, is willing to be scorned,
to
be despised.
被人杀害，好似条虫，俾人一踩踩落去咁样。
And be killed like a worm of no dignity.
完全冇呢一個嘅嗰個嘅自尊喺裏面。
Really no dignity, no even no no dignity.
耶穌嘅死代表住或者表現出喺世上最偉大嘅愛情故事，你揾唔到嘅。
His death, Jesus' death, represents the most amazing love story that you can find in a human history.
耶穌點會能夠做得到？
How could Jesus do that?
你读圣经的时候，你看到他是爱的原作者。
When you read the Bible, you know that it is because he is the original author of love.
只有爱的原作者才能够履行这个最伟大的爱心的行动。
Only the author of love can perform the greatest act of love.
基督教和其他宗教讲到爱的核心的时候，你睇到有好大嘅分別。
We can easily see that there is a huge difference in the core message of love between Christianity and teachings of the dreamers.
其他嘅神，其他嗰啲造梦者所讲到嘅神，佢哋唔会为佢哋嘅信徒佢哋嘅跟随者嘅罪嚟到赔命。
The gods of the dreamers did not die for the sins of their followers.
但耶稣会。
But Jesus did.
其他人所讲的神，他们是高高在上。
Their gods are unreachable.
很喜欢来到论断人那个作为。
They like to be judgmental.
他们所讲，他们所看那些的神是很可怕。
Their gods are very fearful.
是性情是不可以预测到。
They are unpredictable.
是没有怜悯心。
And they are merciless.
以至到造梦者，造梦的这一班人 他们不可以跟他们的神建立任何的关系。
That's why the dreamers cannot build any relationship, any personal relationship with their gods.
但我们信徒，我们基督徒，我们可以因为耶稣是愿意叫我们为他的朋友。
But for us as believers, Jesus can call us as his friends.
你可以跟这个神的儿子耶稣建立一个很密切的关系，比任何东西都更加甜蜜。
You can build an intimate relationship with Jesus, the Son of God, sweeter than anything.
所以下一次如果有人，有些造梦者来到你的面前，来到挑战你的信仰的时候。
So next time when the dreamers challenge your faith.
你知道怎么答他们。
Now you know how to answer them.
你说我的神这么爱我。
You tell them, my God loves me so much.
甚至死在十字架上面为我的原因。
And he even died for me.
你的神从来不会做出这个这么伟大的一个爱心行动。
Your God who has not performed this kind of love.
你有什么理由要我去接受你那个神？
What makes you think that I want to give up Jesus for a God of yours who has not performed and cannot perform the greatest act of love?
对很多人来讲，在他的心里面，他不单止明白到神的爱。
For many people, they not only recognize the love of God,
甚至他们尝试过、享受过神的爱。
But they also taste the love of God.
你想想，你第一次上受享受神的爱的时候是几时？
You think, when was the first time you taste the love of God?
会不会是当你接受耶稣做你救主的时候，你感受到神的爱真的大？
Probably at the moment you accept Christ as your personal savior that you feel that you experience that God's love is so great.
又会不会是你受浸的时候，你心里面下决定要去跟随主耶稣基督的时候，你感受到耶稣的爱真的大。
Probably at your baptism, you vowed to follow Christ, that you know God's love is really great to you.
今天怎样？
How about today?
今天你有没有享受到神这个爱？
How about today? Do you still taste the love of God?
你有没有保存了神这个爱在里面？
Do you reserve the love of God?
在我们的生活里面有很多滋扰的事情烦扰着我们，以致到我们很难去保守神这个爱。
We all know that there are so many noises in our life that it is hard for us to keep the love of God.
做梦的人知道我们做信徒这个软弱。
The dreamers know our weakness.
他们呢就哀求我们。
They plead to you.
你不要这么对耶稣这么死板。
Please do not become so closely attached to the love of Jesus.
你对基督教不用这么持守得这么紧张。
You don't need to hold so firmly of your Christianity.
世界上有很多东西你可以从我这里学习，来到看这个世界。
There are many things you can learn from the world.
所以很多人真的跟住这么做。
So eventually, many people follow.
跟住这个世界。
They follow the delights of the world.
跟住这个世界的情，提供给他们的情趣。
They follow the delights of the world that the world can give them.
他们跟着去这个新时代的行动。
So they follow the New Age movement.
跟住这帮人去为钱来到去奋，去来到挣扎。
They follow money.
为权力
，power，
或者为去寻欢乐
，or just gaming，
去赌博
，gambling，
去上网，做很多好多呢一啲啲嘅事情
，interacting etc.
去饮酒
，drinking，
去派对
，partying，
去放荡
，debauching，
最后
，at the end，
佢哋唔能够持守到神嘅爱。
Eventually, they cannot preserve the love of God.
最后他们怀疑神的爱。
Eventually, they doubt the love of God.
虽然他们尝试过神这个爱的滋味，他们怀疑神的爱。
Even they have at first tasted the love of God, but now they doubt the love of God.
以至到我每日都聽到有人咁樣問我呢一條問題。
Eventually, every day I kind of hear many people say something like that.
佢話：我喺我生活裏面，我揾唔到我要嘅嘢。
I feel like I can't find what I want.
我心情唔好，我心情唔靚。
I'm depressed. I'm downcast.
我唔開心。
I'm unhappy.
我懷疑神喺邊一度。
I'm more and more suspicious of God.
我感受唔到神喺我隔離。
I can't feel anymore if God is around me.
點解神離棄
我？ Why has God abandoned me?
我哋點樣去保守、保持我哋對神呢一個愛嘅完整？
How do we keep the love of God?
根據我哋正話讀嘅經文，有三個事情我哋可以做。
According to verses 20 to 21, there are three things we can do.
在至聖真道上造就自己。
First, building up your faith.
在聖靈裡面禱告。
Second, pray in the Holy Spirit.
仰望永生的來臨。
Third, wait for the coming of eternal life.
在至聖的真道上來造就自己。
First, build yourselves up in your most holy faith.
什麼是真道？
What is faith?
點解呢個真道叫做至聖？
Why the faith is called the most holy?
呢個真道係維繫住主耶穌基督。
The faith, this faith is centered on Jesus.
呢一個愛嘅呢一個嘅作者。
He is the author, Jesus. He is the author of love.
啊，喺早期教會嘅時候，呢一班嘅使徒好中意稱呼耶穌做至聖嘅仆人。
In the early church, the apostles like to call Jesus as the most holy servant.
所以这个真道就是叫做至圣的真道。
That's why our faith is in Jesus is called the most holy faith.
或者你来到这个我们这个教会，你不知道自己原来这么幸运。
Actually, do you know how fortunate you are that you can attend a church like ours?
你知不知道自己真的很幸運？
Do you know that you're very fortunate?
無論是過去或者現今，所有的牧師在這間教堂都很努力地將聖經這一本聖經的真道來到餵養大家。
All your pastors in the past and in the present have tried their best to feed you with the truths of this Bible.
只有這本神的話語來到餵養大家。
Nothing but the truths of God.
以致到很希望大家可以在真道上来到造就自己。
In order to build you up in the most holy faith.
可能你不知道在世界上其他角落有很多人没有大家那么幸运。
Maybe you don't know that actually there are many people in other parts of the world. They are not so fortunate as you are.
就看我们的中国。
For example, you look at China.
中国的基督徒人数是极速地来到上升。
The number of Christians in China grows exponentially.
在近代的时候，很多在中国里面的信出现了很多的信徒。
A lot of people in China become new believers in recent years.
但问题是他们很缺少一些传道人是接受过，曾经接受过正统的这个的神学的训练。
But the problem is there are not sufficient formally trained preachers.
以致到很多教堂在中国里面的教会，他们去到教会的时候，那些传道人或者宣讲的都不是跟着这一本圣经来讲。
Consequently, not many churches can provide teachings based on the Bible alone.
今天你可以说中国的信徒那个的属灵情况出现了这样的现象，叫做一理深、一理阔、一全心的。
Nowadays, the spiritual condition of believers in China can be described as a mile wide, but only an inch deep.
是讲到信徒他们对真理只有很肤浅的认识。
It means that many believers only have a shallow knowledge of the most holy faith.
人数很多，但是对真理、对圣经的真理。
Yes, there are many believers, but the believers they only have a shallow knowledge of the Bible.
在这样的情况之下，你看到这些做梦的人，他将那些很多的异端、很多的异教来到 带入中国。
So under such shallow spiritual condition, dreamers flood in with their heresy and paganism.
啊，有啲喺美国去。
Some dreamers directly import their errors from America.
啊，呢啲错误嘅教导从美国去到。
These errors come from America.
喺中国里面有好多摩门教、干色日会同埋耶和华见证人。
For example, Mormonism, Seventh-day Adventist, and Jehovah Witnesses.
第四节正话嘅经文里面话到呢一班人佢哋唔认我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
Verse 4 it says, "These people they deny Jesus Christ, our only Sovereign and Lord."
更加有好多国产嘅宗教出现。
Actually, there are more erroneous faiths which are made in China.
啊，呢啲中国制造嘅打住基督教名号嘅呢啲错误嘅信仰走出嚟。
These are made in China erroneous faiths
creep
into church.
认识几多
？Not sure how many of you know them.
啊，佢哋有真耶稣教会。
For example, there are true Jesus Church.
啊，有灵灵教。
Spirit sect.
啊，有呼喊教喺度呼喊。
Shouters who shout.
有大小仆人派。
Big and small servants.
啊，有门徒会或者系三属教会。
Disciples.
啊，有东方闪电派。
Eastern lightning.
有信徒。仕途信心会
，Apostolic faith，
有呢个圣笑派，即笑
，How holy laugh，
啊，林林种种喺里面
，so on and so on。
你睇到嘅时候，你好心伤。
Actually， this is very sad for us to see。
睇到咁多人去跟随呢一啲做梦嘅人
，So many people have been deceived to follow the dreamers in China。
做梦嘅人今日嘅影响系好真实。
The influence of the dreamers is very real。
对我哋嚟讲系一场嘅战争，一场属灵嘅战争。
It is a warfare, a spiritual warfare.
你要保持自己喺信仰上嚟到对抗呢一班做梦嘅人嘅影响。
You really have to protect yourself against the influence of dreamers.
犹大话：你要喺真道上造就自己。
And in order to protect yourself, you really need to build up your most holy faith.
啊，呢个造就英文叫做 build， 系提示到。是讲到我们去造就去建立自己的信仰的时候要有一个计划在里面。
The word build has a notation of following a plan.
你起任何事你都有个计划在里面。
For everything, actually, you need to have a plan.
建立我们真道的时候我们需要有一个事先的安排。
Building up on your faith requires predefined details.
好坦白讲，无论教会我哋点样去努力嚟到喂养你真理。
Frankly, no matter how hard our church tries to feed you with the truths，
如果你唔做你自己嘅本分嘅时候，你仍然唔能够可以保持到喺神里面嘅爱。
It is not enough for you to live among the dreamers and to keep the love of God if you do not do your part。
最近在主日学老师的训练里面我们讲到一个题目。
Recently, in our training of the Sunday school teachers, we talk about a topic.
怎样去做，怎样去建，去造就我们的信心。
The importance of the building up our faith.
怎样去有计划去造就我们的信心。
In a predefined way.
我们讲到每一天来到抽出一些时间，特定的一些时间。我就是爱来与神相会。
We talk about setting aside a time on a regular basis and is your appointment with God.
你可以用30分钟来到与神相会，我定了这个时间。
Let's say just for 30 minutes, and this is a time that you set aside to meet the Lord.
我们定这个时间，你可以在这个时间里面来到赞美神，可以感谢神。
So in your appointment with the Lord, you may praise Him, you may give thanks to Him.
你亲自去读呢一本圣经嚟到吸收圣经里面嘅真理。
You may read the Bible to absorb those truths。
你又可以写低你每日同神同行嘅时候所发生嘅嗰啲嘅事情或者感受。
You may journal your daily walk with Him。
更加，你要造就自己嘅时候，你要喺圣灵里面祷告。
And also, you have to pray in the Holy Spirit。
圣灵里面祷告
，Praying in the Holy Spirit。
我哋知道喺所有嘅宗教里面都讲到，我哋要祷告。
Praying plays an important role in almost every religion.
啊，你係佛教徒嘅時候，啊，佢會教你咧每日去念經。
Buddhism teaches you to pray with chanting the scriptures.
回教徒教你咧每日咧就念經五次，跟住一個特定嘅形式。
Islam asks you to pray in a fixed format 5 times a day.
其他宗教可能教你對住神佢哋嘅神明，啊，你中意噏乜就噏乜啦。
Other things pray to their gods whatever they think fit.
啊，但係只有基督教教你祈禱嘅時候要喺聖靈裡面祈禱。
But only Christianity urges you to pray in the Holy Spirit.
基督教同其他嘅信仰、其他嘅宗教有唔同，就喺聖靈裡面。
The Holy Spirit is what separates Christianity from other faiths.
十九節剛才我哋讀過，呢一班做夢嘅人，佢哋冇聖靈喺裡面。
Verse 19, we just read that the dreamers do not have the Holy Spirit.
佢冇聖靈喺裏面嘅時候，呢班做夢嘅人只可以教跟隨佢嘅人去祈禱，用其他嘅方式。
Without the Holy Spirit, dreamers can only teach their followers to pray other ways.
啊，你祈禱嘅時候要大聲嗌啦。
You pray with shouting.
你祈禱嘅時候要大聲笑啦。
Pray with laughing.
你祈禱嘅時候大聲喊啦。
Pray with weeping.
你祈禱嘅時候，你將啲字重複啦，重複。
Pray with repeating words.
啊，或者你祈禱嘅時候，你口中咧要無意識咁去胡言亂語啦。
Pray with babbling of nonsense syllables。
對於做夢嘅人嚟講
，For these dreamers，
祈禱只係一個工作。
Their praying becomes a work。
一種例行公事。
It's just a routine。
一個方法去滿足自己。
A means to satisfy oneself。
或者一個方法嚟到去演嘢咁嘅樣。
A means to satisfy oneself emotionally or a way to show off.
今天你怎樣去祈禱?
How do you feel about your praying?
很多人呢就每一天很多人都這樣問我。
A lot of people ask me this question.
我有祈禱啊。
I pray.
但是我祈禱的時候好像向空氣來到禱告。
But I pray, but it seems like I'm talking to the air.
因為我好中意同空氣講嘢。
Why like I'm talking to the air?
你點樣祈禱啊
？How do you pray?
現今嘅人，現代嘅人，佢哋好中意向住空氣嚟到祈禱。
Modern people like to talk to the air.
或者佢哋好中意向住空氣，習慣咗同空氣嚟到講説話。
Yeah, they are used to talk to the air.
啊，有冇見過人咁嘅樣
？Have you ever saw people like this?
摆喺度，开始咧同对住个天 ，Hello，Hello， 喂，喺边度啊
？Hey， are you there？ He is using a Bluetooth。
啊，我有个好消息，我要有个好消息同你讲喎。
Hey， I have a good news to you for you。
哇，今日我发现唐人街有间餐馆新开嘅，佢嘅早餐4.25。
Hey， a Chinese restaurant and new opened in Chinatown. The great breakfast only costs $4.25.
啊，你听到啊，餐 A 咧？就係叉燒蛋飯，或者係咧燒鴨蛋飯。
Menu A: BBQ pork or roast duck with egg on rice。
啊，餐 B 咧就豉油雞飯或者葱油雞蛋飯。
Menu B: soy chicken or green onion chicken with egg on rice。
啊，餐 C 咧就係呢個火鴨呢個湯河或者係瀨粉。
Menu C: BBQ duck with Chinese noodle or rice noodle in soup。
啊，所有餐咧都跟湯。
All menus comes with a soup,
跟茶或者咖啡
or tea or coffee.
仲有飯後嘅一啲生果
also some fruits.
喂，你聽日嚟唔嚟啊
？Hey, shall we go tomorrow?
我好心急，我好想去試。
I can't wait.
喂。
Hello, hello.
咦
？Hello.
誒，冇電嘅。
Oh, no battery.
原來我即係話同個天同個天空氣講嘢。
I just talk to the air.
嘥我時間。
Just waste my time.
你禱告係咪咁嘅樣
？Is this what you pray?Is it how you pray?
有人話：我哋禱告嘅時候，猶大教我哋要喺聖靈裏面禱告。
Jude, teach us that when we pray, we need to pray in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
你或者會問點可以喺聖靈裏面禱告
？You may ask, how can I pray in the Holy Spirit?
當然第一件事，你要知道你有聖靈。
The first thing, of course.To know is to make sure you have the Holy Spirit.
在圣经里面讲到一个重生的信徒，他有圣灵住在里面。
According to the promise of Jesus, born again Christians have the Holy Spirit living inside.
咁你点知圣灵住喺你里面啊？
Then how do you know you have the Holy Spirit?
啊，呢度话如果你能够喺圣灵里面祷告，你梗系知道我有圣灵喺里面。
Well, if you can pray in the Holy Spirit, you know you have the Holy Spirit.
喺圣灵里面祷告系讲到圣灵引导你点样去祷告。
Praying in the Holy Spirit means you let the Spirit guide you in prayers.
或者你记得圣灵嗰个工作系乜嘢？
Remember the roles of the Holy Spirit.
佢系一个安慰者。
He is a comforter.
佢系一个真理嘅灵。
He is a spirit of truth.
教导我哋乜嘢系正，乜嘢系错。
He is a spirit of truth who can lead you to see what is right and wrong in your praying.
佢系一个代求者，帮我哋去表达我哋想讲嘅嘢俾。
He is an intercessor who helps you express what is in your heart in your praying.
当你学到怎样去在圣灵里面祈祷的时候，你就不是对着空气来讲说话。
So when you learn to pray in the Holy Spirit, you will not talk to the air.
今天呢，或者是给一点意见，大家可以去尝试怎样去学习在圣灵里面祷告。
Maybe today give you some suggestions for you to practice praying in the Holy Spirit.
第一样或者你要学习就是祷告的时候不要很心急地去完成。
First, in your praying, do not rush to finish.
祷告的时候留一些静的时间来到等候神，等候圣灵给你的安慰。
When you pray, allow some pauses, quiet moments,for you to receive the Spirit, from the Holy Spirit the comfort you need.
等一些有一些安静的时间给圣灵来到提醒你，你有没有做错事。
Allow some quiet moments from the Holy Spirit that, the conviction of wrongdoing.
祷告里面有一些静的时间来到给圣灵提醒你一些真理。
To have quiet moments in your prayers to allow the Holy Spirit to remind you the inspiration of truth.
第二样或者你当圣灵来到感动你，提来到催逼你去为某一个事情、某一样、某个人来到祷告的时候，即刻去做。
And the second thing is when the Holy Spirit prompts you to pray for something or someone, do it without delay.
我哋要学习让圣灵引领我哋喺我哋嘅祷告生命里面。
We need to learn to let the Holy Spirit lead you in your prayer life.
犹大继续讲，我哋要仰望主耶稣基督嘅怜悯，仰望永生嘅来临。
Jude continued to say, "We have to wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life."
仰望永生嘅来临系一个另外一个嘅行动，嚟到以致到我哋可以保持系神嗰个爱。
Waiting for the eternal life is to come is another action we do in order to keep the love of God.
每个人都有一个身体同埋一个灵魂。
We have a body. Everyone, we have a body and a soul.
灵魂会死，但系身体会死，但系灵魂唔会死。
Bodies will die, but not the souls.
所有嘅宗教都讲到我哋呢个灵魂将来去边一度。
So all religions talk about where souls will go after death.
做梦的人他会设计出各种不同的理想的乐园，等你去到那里过永生。
Dreamers have constructed different kinds of dream places to spend their eternal lives.
但他们没有去过那里。
But they have never been there.
但他们会教你那里就在那里。
But they just teach you that, yeah, there is a place like that.
耶稣也都教我，耶稣亦都教导一个天堂。
Jesus Christ also talked about heaven.
一个最终嘅理想嘅地方，基督徒去过呢一个永生。
The ultimate dream place where Christians will spend their eternal lives.
耶稣唔系凭空谂出呢一个天堂。
Jesus did not make up this heaven.
耶稣系神嘅儿子，佢系从天堂而嚟。
Jesus, the Son of God, he is from heaven.
唔單止咁，佢係建造呢一個天堂。
Not only that, he is actually the builder of the heaven.
佢好清楚點樣去呢一個天堂。
He know exactly the way to the heaven.
所以佢有絕對嘅 的权威说我可以带你去这一天堂。
That is why only Jesus has the right and authority to say that he can bring us to heaven.
做梦的人说得救是在乎你要去积这个功德。
Dreamers say, salvation is a matter of good works.
如果你要去他们所说的这个理想的天堂的时候，你要好好去积功德，以致到你可以有机会。
If you want to go to their dream paradise, you better do enough good works to secure a place.
第十二节，犹大这样来到形容他们。
But verse 12, Jude says,
他们是秋天会有果子的树，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
Dreamers are autumn trees without fruit and uprooted.
这些秋天的树第一次死，因为他们不能够结果子。
These autumn trees first die of inability to produce any fruit.
咁佢哋咧就有个盼望喎，我哋盼望春天嚟。
Then they hope for a spring to come.
一阵大风可能系呢个系 wind 嚟紧啦。一阵风吹过嚟嘅时候，连宾都同佢哋隔离。
But a strong wind, maybe Irene, comes instead, and it uproots all these dead trees.
佢哋第二次死亡。全无盼望。
They have to die the second time without any more hope.
同样的，做梦的人，他年老或者面对第一次死亡，死了。
So in the same way, dreamers will become old and they die. It is the first death.
死了之后，突然发觉，我的梦想，我的天堂在哪里？
After their death, they will find out that their dream place does not exist.
他们面对第二次死亡，
they face the second death，
全无盼望，
without any more hope。
我们知道耶稣他会带我们去到这个 天堂。
We know Jesus is ready to bring us to heaven。
可能不是今天发生，
maybe it won't happen today。
所以犹大就叫我们要等候，
That's why Jude asks us to wait，
等候这个永生的实现。
Waits for the realization of eternal life.
你知道这个永生是来紧的。
You know this eternal life is coming.
今天你用什么心情去等这个永生？
Are you willing and ready to receive all that is hoped for?
你有没有很愿意、很预备好来到迎接你所盼望这个永生来到？
Are you really willing and ready to receive this hope?
当你知道永生来到的时候，即是你今天不会再住在芝加哥。
Of course, you know living in heaven means you no longer live in Chicago.
但你又知道去到永生嗰度，去到天堂嗰度住嘅时候，你又觉得比你今日住喺芝加哥好得更加好。
Of course, you know living in heaven is much better than living in Chicago.
你点样去预备呢一个迎接呢个永生
？So how do you plan to receive?
如果假设下星期。你会去一个理想的地方去度假。
If you have reserved, for example, if you have reserved a vacation home in a place that you have dreamed about it.
我唔知你想去边度啊？你可能中意去夏威夷，可能有啲人中意翻香港。
Not sure where. Maybe you want to go to Hawaii or Hong Kong.
你点会预备
？Then how do you make yourself ready？
第一样可能你将呢一个你梦想嘅地方攞去幅画，我将个相片。贴喺个墙嗰度，以至到日望夜望。
First, you may put a photo of this paradise on the wall so that you can review its beauty day and night.
第二样嘢，你可能咧周围话俾人知啊，周围打电话话俾人知，我而家好开心啊，等紧。
Secondly, maybe you tell everybody, call everybody that, oh, I'm so happy, I'm waiting. Next week, I will be going to Hawaii.
第三样，你所做嘅，你喺呢个礼拜所做嘅，系都系为咗预备。
Third, whatever you do now is to prepare for this vacation.
你要买所有餸都系唔可以超过一个礼拜。
So you don't buy food for more than 1 week.
呢啲单咧未到期，你都即刻交晒先。
You pay all your bills, even they are not due yet.
你做晒所有你应该做嘅嘢，以至到你去假期嘅时候你可以安心。
So you arrange everything so that you will have a peace of mind in your vacation.
我哋。假期我哋好识去预备。
Everyone knows how to get ready for a vacation。
但系你又谂到你去永生， 这个天堂的时候，你又为什么我们好像这么难去预备？
Then why we have problem to get ready for the eternal paradise?
或者我们要从保罗的身上来学习。
Maybe we should learn from Apostle Paul.
保罗呢，他真的很知道怎样去迎接这个永生。
He knew exactly how to get ready for heaven.
首先呢，他呢有一个这个天堂的那个相片呢，就随身携带。
So he always carried a photo of heaven.
你讲笑咩？有？
You're joking?
唔系喎。
No.
佢真系带住一个，摆个印喺个脑海里面。
It's not on the wall, but it's imprinted clearly in his mind.
你读到哥林多后书第十二章嘅时候
，In Second Corinthians chapter 12,
保罗讲呢一个天堂嗰个景象印喺佢个脑海里面有十四年咁耐。
Paul talk about this paradise, this imprinted clearly in his mind for 14 years.
第二样嘢，你睇到保罗佢最见到人，佢都话俾人啫，我好开心噶。
Secondly, Paul always told people how happy he was in waiting.
我虽然等候嘅时候好开心噶。
Even though I'm waiting, I'm very happy.
我俾人打嘅时候，俾人哋拉去坐监。我都好开心噶。
Even when he was chained, beaten up, imprisoned, and stoned, he still had the joy.
你读腓立比书第一章嘅时候，睇到保罗哇咁开心嘅等候。
In the book of Philippians chapter 1, you may read how joyful Paul was.
第三样咧，你睇到保罗佢喺佢一生里面佢预备嘅时候，佢好努力咁去工作，为神工作。
First, you see, Paul worked very hard in all his life to serve the Lord.
以至到佢谂，我去到天堂嘅时候，我有个安心喺里面。
In order to have a peace of mind in heaven.
所以你读到提摩太后书第四章七节嘅时候
，That's why he could say in Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
保罗嗰种安心，哇！你睇到喺嗰度好安心。
You can see the peace of mind of Paul.
他说我当跑的路我已经跑完了。
The moment he was surely ready for heaven, he says this, I have finished my course.
我应该做的事我做完了，我很安心去。
What I need to finish, I've already accomplished.
等候永生的来临是要我们完成这个当跑的路。
Waiting for eternal life is to finish your course.
当跑的路是神赐的。
The course is God given.
神赐我们这条当跑的路，以致我们可以跑得完。
Your course is a path that God wants you to run to its end.
今天你当跑的路是什么？
What is your course?
你不要问我，我不知道。
You don't ask me, I don't
know
your course.
我不知道你那条当跑的路是什么。
I don't know your course.
如果你自己都不知道的时候，你就要求问神。在灵里面，圣灵里面求问神。
If you don't know your course, you have to pray and ask in the Holy Spirit.
如果你已经知道你当跑的路是什么的时候，
If you already know your course,
你继续去跑。
You keep running.
你眼目来到注视在耶稣里面。
You focus your eyes on Jesus alone.
其他有很多烦扰的、滋扰的事情在你那里发生，不要理他，继续跑。
There are many noises around you, but ignoring those noises, keep running.
在我们活在这做梦的人当中，我们很容易会跌倒，走错路。
When we live among dreamers, it is easy for us to fall.
犹大书教导我们有四样东西我们可以做。
To keep ourselves from falling, four things you learn today from the book of Jude.
第一，我们要常时常地去保持神的爱，神的爱在我们心里面要燃烧。
First, you have to keep the love of God burning in your heart.
第二样东西你可以做的是你拨出一些时间安排好它，来到建立自己在真道上那个的真道。
Second,You have to set aside a time regularly to build up your faith.
第三样嘢，我哋要学习点样喺圣灵里面嚟到祈祷。
Firstly, you have to learn to pray in the Holy Spirit.
第四样嘢，我哋神俾我哋呢一条当跑嘅路， 我哋要继续去跑，嚟到以致到我哋去安心去迎接来紧呢一个永生。
Fourth, you have to run your course to get ready for the eternal life.
最后一条问题问大家。
Last question, want to ask you.
如果你见到其他人佢走错路跌低，你会点？
What if you see other people fall?
22-23节俾我哋一个答案。
Verse 22-23, give us the answer.
你睇到人哋跌低喺信仰上跌低嘅时候，你唔可以话呢啲唔关我事。
When you see people fall spiritually, you can say, "Oh, it's none of my business."
猶大書教我到我哋，你見到有人存疑心嘅時候
，Jude teach us that for those who doubt，
即係話到呢一班人對於基督教嘅信仰唔係好清楚嘅時候，懷疑嘅時候
，That is if they are the people who are uncertain about the truth of Christianity。
啊，你嘅內心就要表現出嚟。
You should be patient with them.
你要带佢哋，要慢慢用心机，俾佢哋睇，用一啲怜悯嘅心，俾佢哋睇到、捉得到神嘅爱。
To show them with mercy and let them find the love of God.
或者有一啲人，咧，你咧就佢哋咧已经咧就以前咧就系有基督教嘅信仰，但系咧而家想放弃。
The second group is those who are on the edge.Of giving up their Christian faith.
如果佢哋放棄咗嘅時候，就好似跌落咗呢一個永火裏面受呢一個刑罰。
So if they give up, they are falling into the eternal fire.
啊，呢一班人嘅時候，你要去搶救佢哋。
And to these people, you need to deal with them directly and vigorously.
要好直接，要好積極，啊，要好似咧冇時間啊咁嘅心情。你都去搶救佢哋。
You really have to save them, like that. There is no time left.
啊，咁跟住咧有第三種人。
There are the third group of people.
呢一班人咧，可能佢哋受住呢一啲造夢者嗰啲嘅錯誤嘅教導，已經泥足深陷啦。
And for those who appear to be deep in the errors of dreamers.
我哋仍然都要用怜悯心嚟到帮佢哋。
We still have to show them mercy to help them.
但系同时你要有一个，惧怕嘅心。
But we have to be fearful, and we have to be fearful.
要好小心，因为你要惊佢哋嗰个错误嚟到影响到自己。
We have to be fearful and careful when we show them mercy, because you may be infected by their errors.
凭我哋嘅力量，你或者谂。我连自己都唔能够肯定可以一生唔会跌倒。
By our own effort, we may not be able to keep ourselves from falling.
啊，你仲讲去救人
？Not to mention that we are able to save others from falling.
但二十四节咁样话。
But verse 24 it says.
佢话神能保守你们不失脚。
God is able to keep you from falling.
神能保守我哋一生唔会走错路。
God is able to keep us from falling in our life.
我哋做我哋自己应做嘅事情。
We do our part.
神会帮我哋完成一切。
We do our part, and God does His part.
我哋一齐低头祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲嘅天父，我哋感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你先爱我哋。
You first love us.
你先救我哋。
You first save us.
俾我哋有永生嘅盼望。
You give us the eternal hope。
今日我哋活喺呢个世代嘅时候，我哋有好多错误嘅教导嚟到影响我哋。
When we are living in this current world, there are so many false teachings to influence us。
但我哋感谢神你，因为你赐俾我哋有圣经嘅真理。
But we thank you, God, that you give us the Bible, your truth。
你赐俾我哋有圣灵。
You give us the Holy Spirit。
你答应我哋跟住神你嘅时候，我哋唔会走错路。
You promise that if we follow you, you will keep us from falling.
求你保守我哋在座嘅每一位。
May you protect all of us, or every one of us.
佢哋喺信仰上仲有怀疑嘅。
Maybe some of them still have doubts in faith.
求你都俾佢哋睇到神你嘅爱系临到佢哋嘅身上。
May you let them see that the love of God is upon them.
我哋有信徒佢未佢喺佢当跑嘅路里面有疲倦嘅。
Maybe there are some of us who are believers. They are very tired, in running this course.
有怀疑嘅。
Maybe they are doubting.
有被引导错误嘅方向嘅。
Maybe they are being influenced or infected by these false teachings.
求你都救佢哋。
May you save them.
保守佢哋。
Protect them.
以致到佢哋唔会失到失咗神你自己原本俾佢嘅爱。
So that they won't lose this first love from you.
我哋祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
在回应刚才我们听这个道的时候，
In response to today's message,
我们想唱一首歌。
We will sing a song.
中文叫做一生不走错。
The Chinese is 一生不走错。In English is keep me from falling. I will lead in Cantonese to sing this song, of course, but you can sing in any language you feel comfortable.